Ken White is an administrator at UVA's School of Nursing and an expert on care that prevents suffering. Many of his patients are near the end of their lives, and yet, he says, they or their families may be uncomfortable with the prospect of death.
People believe that, you know, for my grandmother, I want you to do everything you can. People equate doing everything with the best care possible. And what we want is the best care at the right time, at the right place. And there are times when doing everything is just not, it's not the right thing to do.
Doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals may also be poorly prepared for the end, having spent years training to save lives.
And there's not a lot out there in terms of continuing education for people who are in practice, especially in areas like critical care and emergency rooms.
White says it would be so much better if people gave some thought to their final days and spelled out what they want.
If there's not a lot of certainty that you're going to be able to recover, how are you going to address the issue of hydration and nutrition? Well, we can keep your grandmother alive for a long time with feeding tube and IVs, but is that the quality of life that she would have wanted? Are you a part of a faith community? Is it important for people to come in your room and pray with you? Or would you prefer that not be done? Often, those kinds of decisions haven't been discussed.
Sometimes people appoint someone to serve as a proxy, legally designated to make decisions if they're not able to. But White says the job may not be right for certain relatives.
I just had a patient a couple of weeks ago who had a stroke, a very sudden event. He was walking miles every day, but he had a stroke, and he went from being active to in a coma. He had appointed his wife. However, his wife was so close to the situation, she found it really difficult to make a decision.
He might have had an advance directive spelling out his wishes, but family members didn't know where it was.
The one daughter said, you know, everything is in his phone, and I don't have the password to get into his phone.
On Saturday, March 18th, from 3 to 5 at Charlottesville's Paramount Theater, UVA's Schools of Medicine and Nursing will join with Hospice of the Piedmont and Martha Jefferson Hospital to offer a free screening of the PBS documentary Being Mortal, hosted by Harvard surgeon Atul Gawande.
All the stuff you learned about in medical school is really just a tiny little bit of what it means to be good at doing our job.
Based on the best-selling book by Atul Gawande.
So many people I see, their death comes as a surprise.
Frontline takes you into the difficult conversations between doctors and patients.
I just was wanting something positive to say. The reason I regret it is because I knew it was a complete lie.
A panel discussion will follow, and after that, volunteers in the lobby will be standing by with forms and advice for those who want to create an advance directive on the spot. I'm Sandy Houseman.